Yo, 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 what's poppin', y'all? What's good with you? You know why I'm here. Stop playing. You feel me? Now, where the WWE niggas at? Where y'all at, bruh? Where y'all at? You mad? If you mad, stay mad, bruh. Stay mad. Stay hating. You hating on greatness. That's what you doing, bro. The CEO, the standard. The GOAT. Nigga, fuck is you talking about? So, y'all know the vibes. Y'all know what it is, man. I'm about to be reacting to Mercedes Moné's debut. And then I'm going to just briefly talk about the women's division. You know how I would kind of utilize her, what I think Tony Khan's going to do. And we're going to have a good time. So strap in, tap in. This is the Wrestling Takeover reacting to Mercedes Moné's debut in AEW. But before we do that, let's hit that intro.
Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the band behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Takeover.
Let's go.
Fuck the intro, all that bullshit. Listen, y'all know the deal. Y'all know the vibes. It's the Wrestling Takeover. I'm your host, Jordan Turner. Y'all know what it is, man. I'm here to briefly give you guys my commentary reaction of Mercedes Moné's official debut in AEW. I will be playing not only the reaction of her coming out, but I will be playing the entire promo that she cut, and I will be talking about it, sentence by sentence, and kind of react into, the promo. So, let's get it. Get that fucking reaction, nigga. And y'all niggas want to talk about how she ain't a superstar. Fuck is you talking about? Look at her, man. Yes, sir.
Mercedes Moné. People have been speculating. People have been talking about what big business could mean to us.
Y'all fucking know. You know Tony Khan was in the fault. You know that man was back there just waiting and waiting to unveil that logo. The signing thing, how he typically, announces people signing and stuff, which is a cool thing. I love that pro wrestling does that. But you know Tony Khan was just waiting, man, to unveil it. Man, what a moment, man. But let's get into the promo again. Bit by bit, I will give you guys my 2 cents on the promo. So let's see what she's talking about. Yes, sir. And by the way, for y'all people who are going to psychoanalyze what she said, oh, I'm home. She's not talking about AEW being her home. She's talking about TD Garden in Boston being her home. It's crazy, man. She's crying. Man, she looks good, man. I genuinely love that she's getting this reaction.
If you guys can feel my heart right now, it's beating out of my chest. But first and foremost, that's the first thing I want to say is thank you.
All right, for the people that I have seen in the message boards and stuff, she can't cut a promo and stuff. The girl's nervous. Okay? She's very nervous. She's not CM Punk on the promo. Okay? We know that. This was pretty much similar to CM Punk's, but I think CM Punk's was better, obviously, because he was gone for so long. But for the people out there that want to say, oh, she's not good on the promo, listen, she was never that good on the promo, but that doesn't mean anything, really. that's your opinion and stuff. I mean, it does mean something because you need to be good on the promo. She doesn't suck, but she's not the best on the mic. We all understand that. Me, I'm one of the biggest Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks fans in and around the IWC, and y'all know that. And even I have said that for years that, yeah, she's not that good on the promo. So, but listen, you can't get mad at her and, you know, putting her down on that. This is her first appearance in AEW. She's nervous. It's in her hometown. Cut her some slack. Let's continue.
Thank you for having my back these past 2 years. Thank you for giving me the courage and the strength to be here. Thank you for sticking with me from all of my lows, all of my highs, all of my milestones, all of my titles, all of my moments, the history-making moments. Thank you.
Listen, you can say I'm a fanboy, because I am a fanboy of Mercedes Moné. I admit that, but I mean, who's better than Mercedes, man? In between those ropes. It's a very controversial opinion. You know, it's who's better, her or her? You know what I mean? Like, it ain't about that. You know, there's a lot of women that I genuinely love, not just Mercedes Moné. Like, I'm not going to go down the list because this is a Mercedes Moné moment here, but I genuinely think in between those ropes, Mercedes Moné is the best woman in North America. Now, actually, if there is one person I would probably pick before Mercedes Moné, it would probably be Io Sky, Io Shirai. But that's only one person. But Mercedes Moné, to me, is my girl. I've been a fan of her since day one, since I laid eyes on her on NXT. OG NXT Black and Gold. If you know, you know. You understand? I'm genuinely happy she's back home in a wrestling ring on national television. She has been missed. I will get to my thoughts on Tony Khan, the women's division stuff after the promo, but this is a special moment, man. Let's continue.
And trust me, we are going to be creating so much magic and so many moments together.
You know, I know a couple cats in the IWC, a couple people, man. Monet's selfish. She's all about herself. I am a very respectable podcaster. I don't like to make fun of wrestling fans because everyone's entitled to their own views and opinions. I'm not here. I am not one of these podcasters who disrespects the other pro wrestlers in the business. I will never do that. But the fans, some fans who have had this perception of Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks for years, oh, she's about herself, she's selfish, woo, woo, woo. I'm mainly talking about those people. So if you're not in that crowd, which I hope majority of my fans is not in that crowd and in that discussion, you're off the table, it's all good. I'm not speaking directly to you guys. I love you guys. You guys make me whole. You guys make me love what I do. And you guys are the reason why I continuously come out and on this show every single week, giving you guys my views, opinions, my creative ideas, and just me being upfront and honest with you guys, no matter what topic we're talking about, if it's WWE related or AEW related. I'm mainly talking about the fucking haters out there that want to sit here and say, oh, Mercedes Moné is this and that, woo, woo, woo. She only cares about herself, all this other shit, woo, woo, woo. Y'all motherfuckers don't know her. I don't know her. I'm not here saying I know her. I don't know anything about Mercedes Moné. But in her personal life, I don't know anything about her. But from the documentaries, from the interviews, from the stories regarding her and in the women's division, she wants to help elevate the entire women's division. Let's cut the bullshit. Stop with the fucking, oh, she ain't a superstar, she ain't a megastar. Man, fuck that. Y'all are acting a fool. Y'all are acting a fool. For real. She's not a superstar. She's not a star. Who calls herself, who calls themselves the CEO and doesn't, you know, think they're not a superstar or a star? Why the fuck are you calling yourself the CEO if you don't think highly of yourself? Fuck are you talking about? So y'all got to cut this narrative of that she's not a superstar, she's not a star. Y'all motherfuckers are tripping. Because you know she's a superstar. You know she's a star. But you're afraid to say it because you're mad. You're big mad. That our girl went to another promotion. Now you mad. Here's my opinion on it. Stay mad. You were never a fan of Mercedes Moné from Jump Street. Because I knew all y'all motherfuckers, when she eventually made her appearance, and you guys all seen the graphic of Mercedes Moné, we all knew, all the real ones knew, y'all motherfuckers were never fans of her from Jump Street. You're just a fan of the WWE. So whoever leaves the WWE in your eyes, this is your guys' opinion. Fuck you guys. That's your guys' opinion. When these men and women leave WWE and they go to a TNA or they go to a New Japan or they go to AEW, most importantly, AEW, you guys discredit them like they're trash. Fuck is your problem? You're acting trash because you were never a fan of Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks from the get-go. You're just a fan of WWE, and that's cool. But while us that are not only WWE fans, but Mercedes Moné fans as well, we all are going to follow her wherever she goes. And she landed home in AEW, and we're going to follow and support Mercedes Moné in AEW. Don't get it twisted. She will be back in WWE when the time is right. We all know that. But stay in your lane. Understand your position. Shut the fuck up. And let us that are real Mercedes Moné fans support our girl. Period. I hate the tribalism thing, man. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Y'all got to cut that out. But let's continue. Everyone looks so happy.
Because every single one of you, you are the reason that I am here. So thank you.
Damn, she looks good, man. Y'all gotta understand, man. She's just not a regular talent, bro. She's not just a regular superstar. That's not how it is, bro. Y'all know what she brings to the table. Respect it. Listen to that. And y'all don't think she's a superstar. Come on, bro. Do better.
I love you guys. And if you only knew, if you only knew how much tonight means to me, how much this means to me, how much wrestling means to me. You see, in so many ways, wrestling has changed and saved my life.
Awesome.
Wrestling has given me hopes. It has given me a place to dream. And people and legendary people like Eddie Guerrero gave me a place that I can believe that I can do this one day too.
R.I.P. Eddie, man. Love Eddie Guerrero.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you for letting a woman's evolution.
That's fucking right. See, I'm gonna get my feelings for a second, but we all know who ran the women's evolution. We already know who started that. It was Becky Lynch. It was Charlotte Flair. It was Bayley, who was there tonight supporting her girl in Trinity Fatu. Naomi was also there. Shout out to those girls, man. Shout out to those queens supporting the other queen, bro. Amazing. That was awesome. I seen the photos. That was cool, man. The Four Horsewomen, man, they started the evolution. What are we talking about? So you're going to continue to discredit what Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks brought to the table? Stop playing, bro. Guess what? She's going to create another women's revolution. I'm telling you, man. She did big things in WWE. She did big things in New Japan Pro Wrestling Stardom. She's going to do even more amazing things in AEW. And Julia, I don't know what Julia is going to do, but my heart wants Mercedes Moné and Julia one-on-one. You know, we got a Forbidden Door coming up, right? Maybe we get Julia versus Mercedes Moné in AEW. It's a real possibility. I'm so happy she's back in a wrestling ring, man. It's crazy. Shout out to Mercedes Moné.
My dreams made me become the first ever woman to main event a pay-per-view in this very building.
Facts.
You see, my dream started when I was only 10 years old. And when I was 13, I dropped out of school to take care of my brother.
Damn, nigga, 13.
And then those dreams at 18 years old and only 90 pounds took me to North Andover, Massachusetts, to a place called Chaotic Wrestling, where I began my dream. And that dream to become the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
Oh, baby. Ha ha. Listen, you're not there yet. You're not there yet. You understand? You ain't there yet. You're still number two to me. You're number two to me. Trish Stratus is number one. Trish Stratus has been number one for me for decades. But let me tell each and every one of you guys, let me tell you something. You can get mad, get big mad. I don't care. When it's all said and done, Mercedes Moné, in my opinion, when it's over, WWE alone, she's going to be number one for me. Because she will go back over there. Because she has unfinished business over there. She'll go over there. But women's performance, women's wrestling in general, the number one spot is Trish Stratus still. When it's all said and done, Mercedes Moné will be in the number one spot, in my humble opinion. That is just my opinion. You guys might come up with other names, and that's cool. That's your prerogative. That's your opinion. But at the end of the day, for me, Mercedes Moné will fall in that number one slot. But not right now. Still more work to do for Moné.
And I want you guys to know, if I can do it, you can do it too.
This is like a little introduction promo, that's all. There it is. Let's get down to business.
You know why I'm here? Because I need to be here.
I went back for a second, guys. Sorry.
You want to know why I'm here? Because I need to be here.
Well, there you go. I need to be here. Mercedes Moné, why do you need to be here? Let's hear her out. That was an interesting line, man. Interesting line.
I want to be here.
She wants to be here.
AEW the only place where this revolution can be global.
Y'all motherfuckers think Mercedes Monet's tripping, bro. Y'all motherfuckers think Mercedes Monet don't have a plan, bro. She's trying to take over the world. Global. She wants to be the greatest ever in the United States, in Japan, in the UK, anywhere. She's trying to take over. That's the mission statement that she's trying to pursue. No, me neither. I can't wait to watch it.
But let's start with our main event tonight. Rio versus Willow Nightingale.
What did I say last week on social media? I think Willow Nightingale might be Mercedes Monet's first feud. Because they got beef. Dating back in New Japan Stardom. Where Willow Nightingale defeated Mercedes Monet to become the new New Japan Strong Style Women's Champion. Are we going down that road, Miss Monet?
Now, Willow.
Here we go.
You and I have a lot of unfinished business.
There it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was it. It looks like we are getting, from what it appears, it looks like we are getting Willow Nightingale versus Mercedes Monet in her first feud. I like it. I like it. I think that's a great start for Mercedes Monet to get her feet wet. To face an opponent that she's very familiar with. Now, it's time to really, really talk, TK. I'm going to be directly talking to you. I've done this before, but now she's here, and so now I'm just going to be more real than I've ever been before. Just ever been. I don't know if you're going to hear this. You might not even care. You might already have plans for her, and I hope you do. I hope you know what you're doing with Mercedes Monet, because you're not just getting Mercedes Monet. You're getting the whole women's division. Tony Khan, here it is. I hope you understand who you got, number one. I think you do. Number two, you built, you restarted this whole women's division because you knew who you had in a bag. The boss, the blueprint, the conversation, the GOAT, Mercedes Monet. You have her now, and I'm happy for you. I'm happy for her. I'm happy for the entire AEW locker room. I'm happy for the entire AEW women's division, because now this play bullshit, that's out the window. It's time to play big business, and it's time to take the women's division seriously. Time to take the women's division seriously. Enough with the fun and games. Enough of that. You need to have plans in place. You know, Tony Khan, you just hired one of WWE's brightest writers. I believe she specifically writes for Mercedes Monet. And I think that's what she's going to be doing. From what it looks like, looks like you have a plan for her. I think Willow Nightingale is a great first opponent for a Mercedes Monet. You got a lot of opponents for Mercedes Monet. You got a lot of them. This might be too soon, and that's cool. She might ultimately win the TBS championship. I have no idea. If I'm AEW, and if I'm Tony Khan, if I'm in the creative team, I'm striking hot, quick. I'm giving that AEW Women's Championship to Mercedes Moné. How I would book Mercedes Moné, I'm having her go on a winning streak. Don't put ranky dink opponents either. Don't do that. But then again, you can't put your entire women's division up against Mercedes Moné. So this first feud with Willow is smart. I want Willow to, you know, be on top of the card this year. Because I'm a fan of Willow Nightingale. Big fan of hers. But Mercedes Moné needs to get a lot of momentum underneath her belt. Tony Khan, you will be micromanaged. I'm telling you now. There's no way you fuck this up. There's no way. There's no way. I don't think he will. I think he will do an amazing job with Mercedes Moné. You know who you have in Mercedes Moné. I think that AEW Women's Championship will be coming to Monday, coming soon. I don't know when, but I do think sometime this year that AEW Women's Championship is going to Mercedes Moné. That is what I genuinely think is going to happen. And quite frankly, it's got to happen. Give Toni Storm maybe until Double or Nothing. And then have her drop it to Mercedes Moné. You can do that. I know a lot of people in and around the IWC are clamoring for a Mercedes Moné versus a Jamie Hayter feud for AEW All In at Wembley Stadium. You can write it down. You can book it. Do whatever you got to do. I'd be shocked if they don't do this. Stamp approval, the wrestling takeover. Jordan Turner is confirming right now on Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. Again, they can do this at another pay-per-view, or they can do this at a later date. I'm throwing my name in the hat right now. I do believe we will be getting Mercedes Moné versus Jamie Hayter at Wembley Stadium. Do I think it's going to be for the AEW World Championship? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That's the biggest women's match that you really realistically can book right now when you really want to look at the totality of the women's division. I believe the second biggest one you can do is Mercedes Moné versus Britt Baker. I believe that will be happening before AEW Wembley Stadium All In. But I think the women's championship match at Wembley Stadium will be Mercedes Moné versus Jamie Hayter for that title. That's just my bold prediction. But she's here, man. She cut a great promo. She definitely looked flustered. She definitely botched over her words a little bit. That's why she was pretty much talking slow. But at the end of the day, that's fine, man. It's all good. But at the end of the day, Mercedes Moné is here. I'm very happy she's back home in a wrestling ring, and shit's about to get down with it. You feel me? Let me know in the comments. Subscribe to my official YouTube channel, youtube.com/podcastjshow. Also subscribe to The Wrestling Takeover on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Follow me on social media, on Twitter at JT Takeover, on Instagram at The Wrestling Takeover. And hopefully TikTok does not get shut down. Hopefully not. But if you guys want to support on TikTok, TikTok.com/The Wrestling Takeover, man. I'm genuinely happy Mercedes Moné is here. I wanted to just quickly come up here and give you guys my two cents and my reaction to Mercedes Moné and the promo that she cut. We're going to have to wait and see. And I'm going to really take this week by week. This is time for AEW to really show what they're made of. They got one of the biggest, you know, women superstars of this generation in the world today. I said one of them. I didn't say she is the one. I said one of them. So I don't want people coming down my throat and be like, oh my God, you're such a Mercedes Moné mark, all that other bullshit I continuously hear all the time. Listen, she is going to be a game changer for that women's division. Deal with it. We'll see what happens. So I appreciate everybody tapping in. It's been Jordan Turner, host of The Wrestling Takeover, and I'll see you guys next time. Hope you guys enjoy the commentary of Mercedes Moné's debut. Leave your thoughts in the comments down below on YouTube.